The solution to Iraq. On March 19, 2003, the U.S. invaded Iraq. Saddam Hussein's government was kicked out, and things are completely different than before, but are they better? Not really. More than 160,000 Iraqis were killed in the invasion, and since then, many things in the cities were destroyed, so there isn't enough water or electricity. The hospitals don't have enough medicine and can't treat the people. Starvation among children has increased compared to before, too, and unemployment is very high, about 65%. The biggest problem is that the fighting continues and is getting worse. As of May 2005, there were about 70 attacks a day around the country, mostly against the U.S. soldiers, but also between fighters from different ethnic groups within the country. This is two times more than in March of the same year. The future of Iraq could take many shapes, and the U.S. is trying to keep things safe, but they seem to be part of the problem. Most Iraqis want the U.S. to leave, but if it does, most agree the fighting inside the country would get worse. If they left, Iraq could end up with a government worse than Hussein's. There is a government in Iraq now, but they are too weak to solve the problems by themselves. Many Iraqis don't consider it the real government. Iraq has a long way to come before it is stable and safe, but how can this be done?